各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华一起去逛商店，李华今天要学习两个常用语， burn a hole in one's pocket 和 burned。
Wow, 李华， check out this new flat screen TV. Too bad it's so expensive.
就是啊，现在物价这么贵，美元又一个劲的贬值，真不知道还有什么人愿意要买这么贵的电视呢。
You're right, 李华， spending money on things like that can really burn a hole in your pocket.
什么？把我的口袋烧个洞，这可太危险了。你说 it can burn a hole in my pocket， 肯定还有别的意思吧。
You guessed it. The phrase means that an item or expenses such as bills consume a lot of a person's earnings.
那跟在口袋里烧个洞有什么关系啊？
Since money is traditionally carried in our pockets, the saying burn a hole in your pocket symbolizes such high expenses.
那要这么说， living in the big city can burn a hole in your pocket.除了电视，你还有房租，还有电费，还有食物。哇哦，你光是日常的开销就可以在我的口袋里烧个大洞了。
Well said, Li Hua. If you have the same salary but move to a more expensive city, the daily cost of living can burn a much bigger hole in your pocket than before.
这就是为什么啊，花钱要有计划，不能想买什么买什么，否则啊，肯定要入不敷出了。
Gas prices have climbed to new highs. I only drive to work twice a week to save money.Because it was really beginning to burn a serious hole in my pocket.
最近的油价确实贵得吓人，还好我是坐地铁上班的，既省钱又环保。
There are so many things that can potentially burn a hole in your pocket. Expensive habits can really hurt you, which is why I'm glad that I quit smoking.
就是啊，你看你戒烟一年省的钱够加好几箱的油了。
Soaring gas prices and cigarette taxes were burning such a big hole in my pocket that I basically gave up driving and smoking.
你知道还有什么开销最多吗？
Let me guess, going out to eat.
没错，跟朋友、同事或是家人出去吃饭，这也是一笔不小的开销哦。现在的开销啊，我前两天出去看房子，才发现这里的房价原来这么贵啊。
It really is. Didn't you want to continue renting?
我本来也是要继续租公寓住的，可是啊，说来话长。
What happened? Did you get burned?
Get burned? 被烧伤啦。
Getting burned is when you commit to something or personally invest in something with your emotions or money, and you basically get nothing in return.
Oh, getting burned 是吃亏的意思啊，那还真让你说对了。我跟另外两个人啊一起签了约，结果他们最后一刻竟然反悔了。
Did you put down a deposit?
我交了两个月的租金，其中有一半是押金，结果啊因为违约押金啊没要回来。 I definitely got burned.
That's terrible. Did the two other roommates have another option, or did they end up getting burned too?
那两个人的押金啊也没要回来，可是他们决定一起到另外一个地方去租房子，起码他们还有个伴。
So they kind of burned themselves on violating the terms of the contract. But you were burned worse because what happened was a result of their actions and not yours.
没错，他们自己反悔，押金被扣还说得过去。哎，我可是被他们连累的耶。
It sounds like you know what getting burned means. Now the next step is ensuring that it doesn't happen again.Did you learn any lessons from getting burned?
要说教训啊，那就是下次啊，一定不能轻信别人。这就是为什么我在四处看房子啊，我准备咬咬牙，自己买个公寓。
Well, it looks like you've got it figured out. Hopefully you won't burn a hole in your pocket for a price.
听起来还真是滑稽。我为了要下次不再吃亏上当，我还宁可准备倾囊而出，自己花钱去买个公寓呢。
I know. You'll probably end up burning a hole in your pocket so that you don't get burned again.How ironic.
今天李华学习了两个常用语，一个是 burn a hole in one's pocket, 指价格昂贵，另一个是 burned, 指吃亏上当。